even if it's only between a little boy and his mother, if there's only two people in that family, or if there is no other person in the family except the opportunity of that person to extend out to cousins or to brothers or sisters, aunts or uncles, or if there isn't any extended or intergenerational family to go into other people's families and other people's lives in the neighborhood or community or the church in some way to get socially connected with people that matter a great deal to you and to define that as your family so that you have this warm place of acceptance and belonging where you can think out loud without fear of being ridiculed or censored or embarrassed in any way. But you can begin to see, I'm sure, that unless people pay the price at the personal level, they won't be able to do this at the family level really successfully. They could talk it, they could think it, they could even write it. But unless it is deep within them, deep sincerity, deep integrity, it will not happen. That's why this process that I'm talking about is very practical and very doable, but it is also very, very demanding, very compelling in what it requires of people. But honestly, there's nothing as powerful and as rewarding as the creation of such a vision in people's lives.